Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dogs of War pregame. This is your five-minute preview of everything you need to know before tonight's Thursday night football game against the Denver Broncos. First, shout out to our servicemen and women, past, present, and future, our first responders, frontline workers, and all the essential workers who make our lives a heck of a lot easier. But first, let us pause to put a few things into perspective here. Hit the music, please. Ladies and gentlemen of Cleveland, listen up and listen good. Don't forget where we came from. Yes, our franchise QB, captain, and leader Baker is out for this game. Yes, both starting running backs and JOK are also out. Yes, we may also have both starting tackles and two all-world receivers out. But I got news for you all. Long gone are the days where we'd see a Seneca Wallace, Ken Dorsey, Thad Lewis, Jake Delhomme, or any one of the other 500 quarterbacks from the last two decades walk onto that field. Long gone are the days of players like Dwayne Bowe or any of the other million bums we've had to watch over the years. The last few years started the new era in Cleveland. Don't you forget that. There's a reason we pay Case Keenum $6 million a year. There's a reason he went to the NFC Championship game with Stefanski as a coach within the last 5 years. We got the best QB2 in the league. The Broncos are coming in with a banged-up QB. They're on a three-game losing streak. So it's time for some good old-fashioned Cleveland home cooking at First Energy Stadium tonight. Feel me? And I'd say we're about to be in for a hell of a show. So cheer your asses up. Stay pumped up. For God's sake, this train stops for nothing. Woo! Now back to our regularly scheduled Dogs of War pregame. The Denver Broncos are coming into our house for an 8:20 p.m. kickoff on national TV, Fox, this evening. We're going to change things up a little bit this week since we haven't had Stefanski's pregame press conference yet. We're going to go to hear some clips from Case Keenum earlier today.
The short week of preparation and just given how long it's been since you've been in this position as the starting quarterback.
I feel very ready. I've been ready. You don't have to get ready if you stay ready. And I've been ready since I got here. So I'm excited. I'm ready. Yeah, obviously very familiar with Kevin, from our time going all the way back to Minnesota, but just over the last year and a half, 2 years really that we've gotten to work and really put in this Cleveland Browns offense and even more specifically what it is in 2021. So we're right in the middle of it. I've been right in the middle of it the whole way, getting reps, millions of reps, honestly, with my, in my mind. If I'm not getting them on the field, I'm getting them in my mind. So I've gotten a lot of reps. And even on a short week like this, I've done it a lot. So I'm excited with the guys out there. I know we're uncertain on a lot of the guys who's going to be out there, but I'm built for this. This is what I've done my whole career, not knowing if I'm going to start up until game time, to not knowing who's out there with me, to introducing myself to players while I'm calling a play type stuff. So, I'm excited. What better chance to, take advantage of an opportunity than on Thursday Night Football? I know these opportunities don't come around very often to be a starting quarterback in this league, only 32, per week. So I'm ready to take advantage of it.
Obviously, he ain't Baker, but you got to love and respect the confidence and the fact that he's been here a year and a half and knows this offense. The Broncos come into this game 3-3 on the season, losing their last three games straight against the Ravens, Steelers, and Raiders. Teddy Bridgewater will be under center for the Broncos, but is currently battling issues with his foot and quad. He's currently listed as questionable, but I think it's safe to assume he'll be starting. However, Drew Lock will be in the wings waiting should he be unable to go. Teddy is currently completing 70% of his passes this year with 10 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. On the ground, Melvin Gordon III leads the team with 2 rushing touchdowns, while wide receiver Cortland Sutton leads the team in receiving with 2 touchdowns this season. He also leads the league in most targets without a drop by a wide receiver. On the defensive side, we know all about Von Miller, and the rest of that defense ain't nothing to sneeze at either. The Broncos defense is near the top of the league in QB pressures. As for the notables on the injury report, obviously we know who's out for sure on our side, with the rest of them to be figured out before tonight. Hopefully by the time you're listening to this podcast, as I'm recording this Wednesday night, we'll already know. The Broncos listed linebackers Baron Browning and Aaron Patrick is out for tonight. From the Dogs of War weather room, tonight's forecast is a low of 53 degrees with a 70% chance of rain showers with winds at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Now on over to the Dogs of War sportsbook. As of the recording of this episode, Wednesday evening, the Browns are 2-point favorites with the over-under set at 41.5. Cleveland is 3-3 on the year against the spread. Brothers and sisters of the Muni Lot and Browns Nation, tonight we go. See you on the other side. Go Browns.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.